USA News, I'm Lance Pry. Iowa Republican Senator Chuck Grassley is reporting the FD 1023 document, revealed by an FBI whistleblower, shows that it has a redacted reference that a Ukrainian Burisma executive possesses 15 audio recordings of phone calls between himself and Hunter Biden, and possesses two audio recordings of phone calls between himself and then-Vice President Joe Biden. Joe Biden has allegedly been paid $5 million by the Burisma executive as part of a bribery scheme, according to the FBI whistleblower. The House Oversight Committee has found several bank accounts tied to the Biden family, receiving millions and millions of dollars without an apparent business model. 2024 presidential candidate Donald Trump is waking up in Miami this morning to face criminal charges brought on by the Biden administration's Department of Justice. Trump is accused of unlawfully keeping U.S. national security documents and lying to officials who tried to recover them. A new Reuters Ipsos poll found a vast majority of his fellow Republicans believe the case to be politically motivated. Trump's court time is 3 p.m. Eastern for an initial appearance in the case. Miami Police Chief Manny Morales says his team is ready to go.
We are working very closely with our federal, state, and local partners to make sure that we have a comprehensive approach. We're bringing enough resources to handle crowd anywhere from 5,000 to 50,000.
The Supreme Court is expected to rule on the use of affirmative action in college admissions any day now. There's a pair of cases going on, one at the University of North Carolina and the other one at Harvard. They allege the practice harms white and Asian students. In the Harvard case, John Wang was turned down by six elite universities despite having a perfect score on the SAT's math section and a 4.65 high school GPA. Longtime Wheel of Fortune TV host Pat Sajak is planning to retire next year. USA News.
I'm Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I learned about atrial fibrillation the hard way. My symptoms would come and go. Shortness of breath. Fatigue. I kept going. Then I got so lightheaded, I couldn't. My doctor said I have AFib, so I'm about five times more likely to have a stroke. Other symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, can come and go, but the risk of stroke stays. If you have symptoms, tell a doctor. Visit notimetowait.com.
Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
As Joe Biden becomes America's 46th president, so much is happening in Washington, and millions of Americans are turning to Newsmax, a news source they can trust. Newsmax is already America's fastest-growing cable news channel, and Newsmax.com is your place for breaking news online. So download the Newsmax app now on your smartphone and start watching Newsmax TV for free. The app has no paywall and gives real news you can trust. Watch great shows with Greg Kelly, Grant Stinchfield.
The Denver Nuggets are the 2023 National Basketball Association champions. They defeated the Miami Heat 94-89 in Game 5 of the NBA Finals at Ball Arena to win their first title in franchise history. Nikola Jokic was named the Finals MVP. The Heat have now lost the NBA Finals in two of the last four seasons. Americans are changing their minds when it comes to transgender women competing in women's sports.
A new Gallup poll finds 69% of respondents think they should only be able to play on teams that match their sex at birth, 7 points up from 2021. Meanwhile, 26% say transgender athletes should be able to play on the team that lines up with their identity. Pollsters say it appears most people view transgender sports participation more through a lens of competitive fairness than transgender civil rights. I'm Ryan Daniels.
Mega Democrat donor George Soros is handing over his empire to his youngest son.
George Soros is one of the largest donors to Democrat and progressive candidates and causes. At 92 years old, he's turned his $25 billion fortune over to his son, Alex. The 37-year-old telling the Wall Street Journal he is more political than his dad, but that the two think alike. Alex Soros telling the newspaper he plans on using the money to continue backing left-leaning U.S. politicians. I'm Laura Winters.
Lance Pry, USA News.
My friend and I are taking a trip to Mexico this year, but neither of us speak Spanish. So we downloaded Babbel and started learning Spanish fast.
Want to start getting conversational in another language in as little as 3 weeks? Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons were designed by language experts to be the most efficient and effective way to learn a new language.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
Babbel. Language for life. Celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. That's B-A-B-B-E-L.com.